The next item to be considered is item 1.4, adoption of the agenda and allocation of items to the main committees, which was examined by the General Committee at its first meeting. General Committee examined the provisional agenda for the 66th World Assembly, document A66-1, as prepared by the Executive Board and sent to all member states. The General Committee recommended to delete the following item from the provisional agenda, as there is no corresponding item of business to deal with under it. That is item 5, admission of new members and associate members, as no new applications have been received. Am I correct in assuming it is agreed to delete this item? I see no objections. It is so decided. May I therefore assume that Assembly agrees to adopt the provisional agenda as contained in document A66-1 as amended? It is so decided. A document A66-1/revision 1, reflecting change in the agenda, will be distributed tomorrow morning. The General Committee also decided to recommend to the plenary that 66 World Health Assembly should close on Tuesday, 28 May. Does the plenary agree to this proposal? I see no objection. It is so decided. The provisional agenda of the Assembly was prepared by the Executive Board in such a way as to indicate a proposed allocation of items to Committee A and B on the basis of terms of reference of the main committees. The General Committee proposed to transfer item 21.6, amendment to the financial regulation and financial rules, from Committee B to Committee A, to be considered with item 12.3, proposed program budget 2014-15. Does plenary agree with this proposal? I see no objection. It is so decided. It is understood that later in the session, it may become necessary to transfer items from one committee to the other, depending on each main committee's workload. The General Committee will meet again on Wednesday, 22nd May, to review progress on dealing with the agenda and to make any adjustment to allocation of items to committee or to the timetable that are necessary. Does the Assembly agree with this proposal? I see no objection. It is so decided. Now, the program work for this afternoon will be as follows. The third plenary will run from 14:30 to 17:30 hours. It will begin with a statement by the Director General, followed by the general discussion on item 3. In order to allow the maximum amount of speakers, it is proposed that the Secretariat make arrangement to run the plenary until 18 hours, if needed. Immediately after the commencement of the third plenary, following the statement by the Director General, Committee A will hold its first meeting. On Tuesday morning, the fourth plenary will take place from 9 to 12 o'clock, and we'll continue the general discussion of item 3. Concurrently, Committee A will hold its second meeting, and at 14 hours, the Committee on Credentials will meet in room 7. In the afternoon at 14:30, the fifth plenary will take up item 4, entitled Invited Speakers. On this occasion, House Assembly will have the honor of welcoming Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, Chairperson of the African Union Commission, and Ms. Gunilla Carlson, Minister of International Development Cooperation of Sweden, and Dr. Jaemyung Kim, President of the World Bank. Upon completion of this item, the plenary will continue the general discussion on item 3, while Committee A will hold its third meeting. In order to facilitate the organization of the week, I should like to propose, and this is a procedure followed on previous occasions, that the order of the list of speakers for the discussion under agenda item 3 should be strictly adhered to, and that further inscriptions should be taken in the order in which they are made. These inscriptions should be handed in to the Office of Assistant to the Secretary of the Assembly, or during the plenary to the officer responsible for the list of speakers on the rostrum. I propose that the speakers list should be closed tomorrow, Tuesday, at 10 o'clock in the morning. I assume that this proposal is acceptable to everybody. And I like to remind the delegates who have not yet submitted their formal credentials that they should hand them over to the Secretariat of the Credential Committees in Office A663 and 665, A663 and 665 of this building before 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.